As long as I'm president of the United States, we will conserve this wondrous national inheritance. From Key West to Key Biscayne, from Tampa to Tallahassee, from the Pensacola, beautiful Pensacola. I love Pensacola. I think it was 97%. That's one of the reasons I like it. They say, how'd you do in Pensacola? I said, was that maybe 95, 97? And right up there. So that helps. It's amazing how that can help, isn't it? Right here to Jupiter, which I know very well, we'll preserve this glorious land for our children, for our grandchildren, and for every generation of American to come.
Love getting a little bit of love from the president for Pensacola. Mayor Grover Robinson joins us now by phone, as he does every Wednesday at this time. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. This is related to the offshore drilling moratorium extension for another 10 years. Big win for Pensacola, right? Mr. Mayor? Do we have Grover there? I just talked to him like 10 seconds ago. Why don't you check Davis and see if we've got him there? So, yeah, it was kind of fun, you know, hearing him give this speech down in Jupiter. We'll obviously talk to Matt Gaetz coming up at 7:08 this morning. So, yeah, apparently we lost the mayor somehow, but Davis is reconnecting with him. So definitely just a cool moment. I mean, obviously 97% he's exaggerating, but that's okay. We don't mind having a little bit of extra. You know, one of the things that came up last night during the city, or yesterday afternoon, I guess, during the city council agenda review session was this question about the CMEX extension, the port deal. And, you know, I think it's important to have a city council member like Sherry Myers, who I like but disagree with like 98% of the time. But sometimes it's just like, I'm going to raise questions just for the sake of raising questions. And she says yesterday, I've got questions about this deal. And so the mayor brought on Amy Miller to kind of explain and said, look, this deal is going to make us money. It's going to guarantee a funding stream. We're going to get more money than we were going to get before. We're going to rebuild the Berth 6 loading equipment. They're going to refurbish the port in that regard. This is 100% upside. So hopefully she got her questions answered and this can move through on Thursday at the regular meeting. I think we have Mayor back on with us. Grover, are you there now this time?
I'm here. I apologize. Technical difficulties. I could hear y'all. But somehow y'all couldn't hit me, so I'm sorry about that.
Stuff happens. No big deal. I was just mentioning about the CMEX extension at the port and what I think that is a massive win for us and a good example of how Amy Miller is always working to make deals happen. Go ahead.
It is. That one is good, and you're right. We got a much better deal associated this time, and we're going to move more cargo. We're getting them to invest so they can move cargo by barge. Fewer trucks, fewer trains. That's definitely what we want. But I will say we did have the opportunity to write the president last week a letter because we heard that this issue might be up there and they were looking to they were still pondering it. And we said, listen, we've got to extend the drilling prohibition in the Eastern Gulf for Florida. So I was very happy to write that letter. I've only written two letters to two presidents in my political life, but very happy to be recognized at the time for the work we're doing and continuing to try to fight to keep offshore drilling from happening off the coast of Florida.
Absolutely. I mean, and this is a win in several dimensions. One is for the environmental benefit. Obviously, we know from the oil spill what can go wrong, but also for the preservation of the military mission between NAS Pensacola, not as essentially connected to this, but with Whiting and then over to Eglin and Hurlburt and their test range. I mean, just preserving the ability to operate.
What could be Space Force?
What's that?
What could be Space Force?
Right.
What could be Space Force?
And if we wind up getting that, I mean, you know, you're not going to be doing splashdowns if you got oil rigs out there, right?
That's it. Absolutely.
We got a lot of
great things happening.
How likely is that to happen? Because that's today, right? They have the deadline today to file the final version of the application for Space Force Command.
I thought it was correct. I thought it was last week, but again, I'm not sure whether we're getting I'm not sure whether we're getting the overall command, but there are also two other commands. One of them is training.
Okay.
And wouldn't that seem to dovetail exactly what we do here at NAS Pensacola?
That's perfect. If there's a training element to the HQ network, then that would be a perfect fit for NAS Pensacola. You're exactly right about that. Hey, one of the things that that came up yesterday, and it's kind of come up a little bit, and it's going to be today at the TPO meeting, the Transportation Planning Organization meeting, is the approval to move forward with Davis, MLK, Alkenes, the kind of realignment two-way out of the one-ways, plus the roundabout. I guess I'm not quite sure. What role does TPO have in this? I mean, they're not going to be, you know, FDOT's not funding it, right?
The TPO has a significant amount because the TPO is the one that sets the priorities for FDOT. They are the local organization that sets it for FDOT. That's why the TPO is so important. Our issue is, and we've had some challenges in on the discussion, we desperately would love to have seen bike lanes there. We think that would have been the thing that we need to do, but there is a problem, and you and I have talked about this on this phone conversations before. The challenge is the parking. Many homes that are on Davis and MLK do not have driveways or parking in the yard. They depend on on-street parking. So we were in a tough tug-of-war, and you know, my opinion has been what needs to happen is what the citizens of that area decide, and they need to have a voice in that. And again, if parking is what's important, because many of those places depend on on-street parking, then we got to have parking. This just will move to another TPO priority of what we want to do, and that's going to be Diet Palafox and really move people that want to do bike lanes, move them you know, a few blocks over. If they want to come north-south, move them a few blocks over onto Palafox and come all the way down into downtown, trying to push all our bike ped into Palafox. So we're trying to find the right solutions, but, you know, part of it is that the on-street parking was incredibly important to many of the residents.
Oh, that makes sense. And you certainly don't want to put a project in the benefits of the people who don't live there at the expense of the property owners who then have to suffer the consequence. That all makes sense. Mayor, you know, one of the big questions that has come up in connection with the soccer complex development over off of Langley, you kind of explained this yesterday, that the roundabout was the desire of the citizens and that roundabouts and traffic lights both cost money. So either way, there was going to have to be something done. But the cost overrun on the park itself is kind of a big concern, because it sounds like a lot of people are worried that the money is coming from other parks, other projects elsewhere, maybe less affluent areas, some people are alleging. Can you clear up kind of how the funding for the higher cost is coming, how that's working out?
Andrew, and I'm happy to do that. First off, I'd like to say the fields themselves actually can be done and come under budget. What is pushing it over is the restroom facility, and there are a couple of reasons why we think the restrooms are absolutely essential to doing that. We want to put all of our kind of signature regional parks. That is a standard by which we want to do. We're going to do the same thing right after this. Once we get done with Hitzman, we're moving to McGee Field, and our whole goal is to get McGee Field restrooms. But it's hard to say if we're going to pass on restrooms here. It's hard to set that bar, because the cheapest time to build restrooms is actually when you're there building the other stuff. To go build the restrooms by themselves, they'd be more expensive because of all the things we'd have to do for pulling together people, getting them out on the job site, and all the other things that end up costing. So the cheapest time to build those restrooms is right now. But that's the part that we're having a discussion right now. But we also believe, at the city of Pensacola, the amenities we bring forward, there ought to be a minimum level, and that is wherever we go, whether it's here, what we've already done at Legion Field, we're doing here, what we have at Vickery, and what we're going to do at McGee Field, is have new restrooms in there, make the commitment to it. The way it's getting funded is we are looking, none of the monies that were pulled from it, we did pull from every park. Again, it wasn't just West Side Parks, East Side Parks contributed to the same thing. So what happened was, these were not projects. These were leftover funds. As Brian Cooper said yesterday, we put in a $300,000, play equipment. You were there at Morris Court. That was more than money we had available. We have some leftover money. Not that we couldn't go back in and do something at Morris Court, but my promise is, if there's something we need to go into and we have to find a different way to fund it for a repair, we're going to get it done. But at this point, we should not leave Hitzman without those restrooms. We put in a whole ADA playground. Mm-hmm. I think I saw you at that playground as well. You need to put in ADA restrooms if you have ADA play equipment.
No, that makes sense, too. And you're right. I had not realized the distinction between the fields themselves and the restrooms and possible the concession kind of area as well. But that all makes sense. And it's funny. You're right. People think about what's going on right now. They forget about Morris Court. They forget about other things that have been done. And as you say, the Legion Field development, including, I love this, a new splash pad that's going to be coming there as well. Mayor Robinson, City of Pensacola, I appreciate the time. As always, look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Andrew, always. Thank you.